This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill's taking the night off tonight. I'm Paul Lathrop of the Flight Society Podcast. Rob Morris is with me. And this hour of the Lock and Load radio show is brought to you by...
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I'm Rob Morse, and we're lucky to have an experienced firearms instructor joining us for this next segment. It's Kathy Jackson. She is quite the trainer, editor, and author. You can find her at corneredcat.com. She conducts her own classes. She also instructs at the Firearms Academy of Seattle. Kathy, welcome to Lock and Load Radio.
Is Kathy with us? Boy, either she got really quiet or having technical issues.
It would be great to hear Kathy about now. Let me tell you some of my background with Kathy. Kathy used to be an editor, so she clearly knows good writing from bad. Her website, The Cornered Cat, is a treasure trove. When people say, should I get a gun, if they're hesitant, if they're timid about it, particularly if they have children in the home, I say, go read Kathy's section, Kids and Guns and Kids in the Home. She does a great job. Paul has taken instruction with her.
Oh, both a couple times, several times.
Several times. Both, I'll call it the standard present square range, but also some of the advanced issues, such as weapons retention.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dance, and Paul mentioned it earlier. You have a gun you're open carrying. You have a gun you're concealed carrying. The wind blows, and now all of it, you've outed yourself, and someone tries to grab your firearm. How do you retain that gun? Mm-hmm. Great training, and part of the, I'll call them the follow-up issues, the things you discover after you've been carrying for a while. I really want to hear Kathy's take. She had something that she wanted to say about human rights. I'm not exactly sure what it will be, but I can absolutely guarantee that it's worth your time to go to the Cornered Cat website. I hear her laughing in the background. Don't snicker when I'm praising you.
Welcome to the Lock and Load radio show. Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Kathy, did you hear what I hear? There's, I expect a drink from you. Did you hear the nice things I said about you?
I did. I heard every word, and I was talking, but nobody heard me. You know, I don't quite understand how these things happen, but the ways of technology are mysterious.
Evidently, more radio, than we realized.
You had some, nothing like live radio.
Yeah. By the way, on the podcast, we get to fix this. Not this time.
Not the end of the world.
No, we're going to make bigger mistakes. Kathy, you had something on your mind. Where should we start?
I wanted to talk about self-defense as the most basic of all human rights. This is where human rights start. And I've been thinking about that a lot over the past few months, really over the past several years, as I've worked with women all over the country, with men and women all over the country, talking about how to defend themselves using firearms, talking about the ways that violent crime happens, talking about how to avoid violent crime, how to see when you are in a situation that might lend itself to a violent encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And I am continually amazed at the number of people who do believe that, you know, that maybe it's a dangerous world. Maybe there's crime out there, but they don't believe that it could ever have any effect on them personally. Or they don't believe that there's anything that a normal, ordinary person can do or can learn in a short amount of time that could help them avoid that kind of trouble or that could help them survive that kind of trouble. And I'm here to tell you, you know, there are lots of things that we can do as ordinary people to help keep ourselves safer from violent crime. And part of it goes back to realizing that our lives are worth defending.
It seems like a bunch of magical thinking and some denial, you know, something that someone would, I've heard people think that way when they were diagnosed with a grave illness and they couldn't quite make themselves believe it.
Mm. Well, and it's understandable. I mean, let's be utterly honest here. The crime rate has been falling for several years now. Yeah, it's less than half of what it was a dozen years ago, which is amazing and incredible and wonderful. During that same time frame, the number of adult Americans who have concealed handgun permits has increased by 215%.
Wow.
It's now 6% of the total adult population that has a concealed carry permit, 14.5 million people. And I'm not even talking about the states where they don't require a concealed permit in order to have a gun and carry it where you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about just the ones that do. 11 states now allow people to pick up a firearm that they can own legally and possess it outside the home as well as possess it inside the home without a permit. During that time frame, our crime rate has plummeted. And I know there's a lot of people who will say, well, that doesn't prove that letting people have guns brings the crime rate down. Well, no, it doesn't. Correlation is not causation. But you know what it does prove? It does prove that letting people own guns and carry them does not increase the crime rate.
Right.
It certainly proves that.
We're pretty sure that guns in the hands of responsible people don't cause crime. In fact, a responsible person with a gun is the first person we call when things go tremendously sideways.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of what I do is teach people how to use their guns responsibly, how to use them effectively, how to carry them without endangering themselves or innocent others, how to protect themselves without endangering themselves or innocent others. And that's a huge topic. There are a lot of people who don't realize just what a responsibility you're
yes.
taking on yourself when you decide to carry a gun.
It's not like buying an instrument, calling yourself a musician, and then leaving the instrument on the shelf. Well, unfortunately, sometimes it too much is like that. But there's some serious liability to being a bad gun owner, whereas it's only inconvenient if you're a bad musician.
It's
Kathy,
true.
When we come back for the break, don't have too much more than a minute here. Are you going to continue to talk about what a gun-free world might look like?
Yes, that sounds like an awesome idea.
We have about 15 seconds. We can find more about Kathy Jackson at corneredcat.com and at the Firearms Academy of Seattle. We'll be back right after this break. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Gotta love Aerosmith. Gotta have love having them to bring us back from break. We're with Kathy Jackson. My name is Paul Lathrop. Rob Morris is with me. We are one-third of the Polite Society podcast. Hope you come up over and join us there sometime. But, Kathy, we started talking about this a little bit before break, but let's get into it full speed here. If the gun grabbers were to get their way, if they could, well, they can't uninvent guns, but what would a gun-free world look like?
You know, Paul, we already tried that. It was called the Middle Ages.
Okay. Nasty, brutish, and short?
Nasty, brutish, and short, yes. That was a world where the strong people ran the world. The weak people had to find a strong man to defend them. All of the weapons that they used were muscle-powered. And if we uninvented guns, wiped them off the face of the earth tomorrow, that's the world we would go back to, because human nature hasn't changed.
Right. Well, in fact, if you think human nature's changed, look at today's politics. That would disabuse you of that idea in a heartbeat. That's really sad. And you know what's, it seems those that are most vulnerable seem to be the most skeptical of that truth about the world, Kathy.
I think it's because acknowledging it would be to admit just how precarious and how vulnerable we really are.
Denial's not just a river in Egypt?
Well, it's not. And it serves its purpose. What's really funny to me, I run into people who are very much in favor of protecting innocent life.
Okay, good. But now we've got something in common.
We've got something in common. All we differ on are the tactics. How are we going to protect human life?
Right.
We all want safer families and safer communities. We all want to feel protected as we walk down the street. We all want to believe that we'll get a fair shake in court. We all want to have low crime. All that's different here is how we're going to go about getting that. I personally don't believe that concentrating power into one corner of our society is actually a way to improve either the power or the strength of all of us. I would rather see all of us grow stronger than to have just one component of our society grow stronger. It's one of the reasons why I'm in favor of fairly liberal laws about gun ownership, loose laws about gun ownership, not because I love weapons, but because I love people. I love people and I want them able to stay safe.
You trust your neighbors, as do I. We've both seen the Facebook meme that said, all police are corrupt. By the way, only the police should have guns because my neighbors can't be trusted. And what does someone do who holds both beliefs do? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think most people do what makes sense to them.
Okay.
But when I talk to people who are thinking about maybe owning a gun, maybe getting a concealed carry permit, maybe they've decided that they want to learn how to protect themselves. And then they look around and they realize that they don't have any friends who have taken that same journey. What does that person do? You know, you reach out to your friends and the people around you and you say, well, this is what I want to do. I want to be prepared to protect myself. Where do I start?
Their friends don't know. It's outside their culture. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. But self-defense is the most basic human right. It belongs to all of us. Both sides of the aisle, all classes, every person, no matter how rich or poor, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what gender you are, no matter how you vote, every person deserves to be able to protect themselves. And they should be able to protect themselves. It's a right that belongs to all of us. It really tears me up when I hear the Second Amendment being treated as a partisan issue. Because it's not. It's a human right. It belongs to all of us. And we should all of us be fighting for it. And if the politicians that we most want to see in office do not respect that right, then we need to stand up to them and say, no, this one belongs to all of us. You cannot put this in the same bucket with those other rights, with those other issues, because it's not. This one belongs to all of us. This is as important as saying any other human right, the right to vote, the right to be secure in your home from unwarranted searches and seizures, the right to travel on a public roadway. All of those being able to protect yourself when somebody's trying to kill you, that cuts right down to the heart of everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Kathy, you just brought up, you mentioned cost, and I've seen recent politicians who said, oh, yeah, we need to tax firearms. And I thought, that doesn't affect a billionaire at all. He's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
But the inner city poor that are most vulnerable, that are least policed, they're the ones that hits the hardest. What does it cost to take a training class with you? How much, and include the time and effort. Unfortunately, we've only got 2 minutes before we've got to tell people where to find you, but is it accessible?
I work very hard to make it accessible. I travel all over the country. I will tell you flat out, I am not the most affordable trainer out there. I charge $400 for a two-day class. That's $200 a day for training that is, bragging on myself a little, it's among the best training that you can get anywhere in the country for how to protect yourself.
Right. Having taken your training, I'm going to second that because I've taken your training multiple times and learned every time I took your classes.
Oh, but no, firearms training is not always cheap. On the other hand, there are volunteers out there all over the country who will at least show you which end the bullet comes out of and how to keep from hurting yourself with a gun. And you can find them on every range in the country. You can find them in every gun store. If you ask around, there will be somebody who can show you how to use the gun safely, and you can go from there. I am a big believer in advanced training, in good training, in competent training. I work hard to get other people up to speed on how to teach others. But I'm going to tell you, as soon as we start saying you have to pay for this,
right,
in order to protect yourself, in order for us to even allow you the basic human right of self-defense, I think we've gone down the wrong road. Every law that we pass that makes it harder for people to own guns or to carry them has a disproportionate impact on the people who can least afford it.
Kathy, we can find out more from Kathy Jackson at corneredcat.com. We have to have you back because there's so much more we have to talk about.
Thank you so much.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Rob Morse. I'm here with Paul Lathrop, one third of the Polite Society podcast, standing in weekly, doing our best, though, for Bill Frady on Lock and Load Radio. The call-in number is 877-807-4048. This segment, and for the rest of the hour, we have Marcus Weldon and Rick Ector with us. Marcus has been through quite the experience. Paul, take it.
Well, first of all, thank you both for joining us. And Marcus, if you would, let's start off with what happened to you back in December.
Well, you know, first, it's great to be here. Opportunity to talk to you guys. Obviously, this could have all changed, but I was leaving an event, a Christmas event, and unfortunately, I helped a young lady and had a shootout in a gas station that could have ended my life and the life of another.
Wow. So you get into a shootout. Obviously, you made it. You weren't injured. You made it out of that okay.
Yes, no injuries to me or the girl. No physical injuries, I should say.
Sure. So you make it through the shootout. Neither no physical injuries to you or the person you were protecting. What happened then?
Well, then it was a long, arduous process I was put through. I was, of course, locked up for a matter of just over 72 hours before my mother and father post bond and was able to get me out. Then I was put on house arrest, which was a tether device that monitored my whereabouts as well as gave me a curfew. The media took a hold of the story and sensationalized it to get viewers. I had a Santa Claus outfit on, so I was labeled the Santa Claus shooter, which made the New York Times back in 2014 when it initially happened. And then, of course, I had the follow-up media blitz that followed me through the entire course of the trial or in the preliminary all the way up to the trial.
Wow, that's so you had the full media firestorm going on around you.
Oh, yeah, and it was, I was considered really a commodity in my neighborhood, in my community, but I went from a commodity to a pariah, someone who's being looked at as just an upstanding citizen to being criticized on every level. And pretty much had to, I was being dehumanized by the media, looking at it as a Santa Claus shooter. And it was up to my attorney to, I always tell people to, I guess, rehumanize me in front of a jury of my peers to let them know I'm not this monster that they're trying to make me out to be.
Well, also on the air with us is Rick Ector. Rick is legally armed in Detroit, or as I like to say it, laid. Rick, you're aware of this situation as well, right? We talked at GRPC, and you were made aware of this situation in Detroit there as well, right?
Right, yeah. The case was local to Detroit, and it was brought to my attention. I actually participated in a media talk show here locally in Detroit in which we were discussing the situation, and as a consequence of that, Marcus and I made contact, and I had an opportunity to learn more about him and his case directly from him. And I got involved, and I came to see that he's a great young man, nothing like the media was portraying him out to be. And in the aftermath of the incident, you know, he was looking to establish, you know, what he wants to do coming out of this experience. And I've been doing whatever I can to help him. And one thing that I suggested was that he come out to the GRPC in Tampa, where I got to see you fine gentlemen again. And he came on out and met a bunch of people, man. And here we are today talking about his case, which I think has a lot of lessons for a lot of people out there. You know, far too many times it seems just routine to step out of the house while you're lawfully carrying your firearm. But you never know when the thing that we prepare for actually rears its ugly head and we find ourselves in the middle of the storm. And hopefully you make it through on the other side unscathed.
Well, it's amazing. We hear this story more and more of us carry. You survive the attack. You've done everything to the best of your ability to follow the law, to act legally and morally, and then you're put through a legal meat grinder.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big part of it, man, and I think that doesn't really get as much attention as it needs to, is that you can't walk through life thinking that, okay, in the aftermath of the incident, that the police are going to show up and they're going to instantly recognize you as the good guy and the other person is the obvious bad guy, that the police are going to write the report up correctly or write it up in such a way that it's clear to the prosecutor exactly what happened. And you may find yourself looking at a prosecutor who doesn't want to make a call, and anytime someone uses a firearm, you know, that prosecutor says, hey, let's let a jury decide. And what you find as in Marcus's case, his life was turned upside down for a year and a half. You know, I don't think most people are situated or prepared for that. First and foremost, man, how in the world are you going to be able to afford decent representation, let alone some of the offers that are going to be pushed your way where you're even entertaining thoughts of pleading guilty to something that you're not guilty of? And I really think that we need to talk about the aftermath of these of self-defense situations as much as we talk about which gun we're going to buy and how we're going to carry it and what tactical moves we're going to practice at the gun range to be ready for the actual fight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Marcus, have you been totally cleared now, right?
Totally clear, yes.
That's great, great news. So
before we get to the facts of the case, because I remember what you told me about the closing statements, and it made I couldn't tell whether to be chilled or infuriated. But Marcus, we're all going to walk into this naive. Very few of us have had the experience more than once.
Yeah.
What was it? What did it feel like?
Well, it was a bad dream. I mean, of course, my life was in the balance, and I quickly realized that this isn't a system of legitimacy and fairness. It's a system of deterrence that lacks moral justice. These arbitrary and punitive standards that the prosecutors are kind of held to, it pretty much gives them with The License to Lie, like Sidney Powell's book. He talks about that. And it's just, I seen for firsthand, I started to pick up books that actually was a representation of what I was going through. And I began to see that this was not just a conspiracy theory, but this was actually stuff that actually goes on. And I was a living example. So I realized that, you know, it was, like I said, it was a bad dream. I was going, I had a lot of therapy, professional help. I mean, I was getting medication. There was a point in time where I thought I was on the verge of becoming an alcoholic because of the stress. And, you know, people have got to realize there is a such thing as prosecutor misconduct. And some of the things that they do is charge suspects with offenses that are overwarranted, and they withhold evidence. They delay the process by constantly pushing the date back while you're sitting in jail eating bologna sandwiches and losing weight. You know, and it just makes you, it gets to the point where you give up the pressure of being their defense versus the people. I mean, that's just, it's just that, defense versus the people of the state. So you got a lot of people that's against you. And if you don't have the money for a legal dream team, you're in trouble.
We have 30 seconds before we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to hear more about that process. And Rick, we have to talk about how people prepare themselves as well as the details of Marcus's case. You ready for that?
Sure. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready as well.
We'll be back in 15 seconds right after this. We're here with Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, and Marcus Weldon, who was charged as the Santa shooter. Back right after these breaks.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Call in number 877-807-4048. I'm Rob Morse. I'm here with Paul Lathrop of the Polite Society Podcasts. Our guests to the end of the hour are Rick Echter of Legally Armed in Detroit and Marcus Weldon, who was maliciously prosecuted for self-defense in Detroit. Where do we start, gentlemen? Marcus, you were telling us what it felt like to be isolated. Mm-hmm. Part of being imprisoned is to be alone. When you got out, did you reach out to people? Did people reach out to you?
Yeah, I had on both sides. I mean, I had people reaching out to me from the gun community outside of the state. I had people, of course, my church family was big. They reached out and did everything they could. My pastor, Pastor Bell, he reached out. I ended up uniting with Rick Echter. And then once that happened, it was a kind of a trickle-down effect. I ended up meeting C.J. Grisham from Open Carry, Texas, who was not only a big help, helped me with some of the finances, but also was a huge help in just being somebody who also had a similar testimony that let me know that it is possible to get through this type of situation.
Yeah, it carries some cred when he says he's been in the same chair that you're in.
Yes, yeah, been in the same chair. And when you talk to people like that who has been in the same chair, it puts you at ease knowing that there is someone out there who's gotten through the process and you can do it too. Because it's definitely draining. This is not just emotional draining, but it's financially draining, it's physically draining, it's spiritually draining. And it's just kind of that trilateral wear down that it hits you in all three areas. And like I said, if you don't have the money for a legal dream team, you're in trouble.
Well, and I think the prosecutors are deliberately wearing you down and then throwing you a cruddy plea deal and see if you'll bite on the hook.
Yeah. Quick one. I had a quick little 2-second story I'd tell you. Right before the trial was about to start, my attorney pulled me aside and said, hey, they're offering you a 1-year plea deal. You want to take it? And I said, listen, I'm not taking anything. 15 years they offer me, so they're going to book me in these 15 years, or I'm not getting anything. I'm not going to sit here and throw my freedom away. I look at 1 year as the same as 15 years because I had too much going on. So I look at the story of Daniel in the lion's den. You throw me in the lion's den, I'm coming out.
Rick, you must have been impressed with Marcus because you threw some weight behind him. You helped him, I'll say, become connected. But you also heard the trial. What did you hear that our listeners need to know about?
You know, there were a couple of things that come right out as most significant. In many states, it's against the law to issue a warning shot. And in our closing arguments, the prosecutor
was explaining to the jury why they should vote him guilty by saying that he elected to shoot the people who were shooting at him as opposed to firing a warning shot into the sky, which anyone who has any basic knowledge of gun law, you know, depending on your state, is a definite no-no. And to confess to something like that is sure to get you into trouble. And the other thing that she said to the jury to sway them in her opinion was that when he called 911, he failed to make a statement that would incriminate himself, such as, I just shot one or two people, or I just got to a shootout. You know, one of the things that I definitely teach to my students when they take my CPO course, K course, here in Michigan, you realize that anything that you could say offhand, flippantly, in a matter of seconds, those seconds will be played out in a digital quality MP3 recording thousands of times before and during your trial, and it's going to do nothing but prejudice the jury against yourself. The fact that a prosecutor would be that desperate for a conviction to shade the opinions of the jury with questionable conduct on behalf of the true victim, Marcus in this case, it was beyond the pale.
How does that feel, Rick? Because here you are. You see hundreds of students a month. You're telling them they have the right to defend themselves, and now you've got to tell them just how crooked the legal system is in Detroit and how they have to defend themselves again, because you've seen it.
Well, here's the thing, man, and you just have to be upfront with the students and let them know that if you're ever forced to defend yourself, one, you got to realize that the system might be a potential force that might be trying to assault you, you know, yet another time. Anything you say can be used against you. Don't make any statements without the presence of an attorney. And please, if you're carrying a gun out there, you know, lawfully for self-defense, investigate some legal protection plan where you can at least formulate some type of strategy beforehand how you're going to pay for your legal defense. Yeah, I'm not going to ruin the punchline, but Marcus's family spent an ungodly amount of money for his representation. And it's the type of money that most people just don't have laying around to defend themselves against an unwarranted prosecution.
Paul, you would you like to double down on that?
Yeah, there are companies that will help you with that, and the show is sponsored by one of the Second Call Defense. Yeah, sponsors Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady, and there are others out there, but I would, yes, if you carry a gun, and I'm an example of myself, you can get into trouble even without drawing, and especially if you do use your firearm in self-defense, you can get in huge trouble. And Marcus, do you happen to know how much has your defense, how much did that cost you?
Well, you know, people think it's all about the actual attorney, and that's actually the small piece of it. My attorney was about 10 grand by itself, but the other pieces that surrounded the attorney, like the forensic expert, the video expert, the defense expert, that's what adds on the additional costs, okay? That's why it's great to be proactive and knowing exactly a strategy, an exit strategy, and having an attorney on hand, on standby before this situation even occurs. And knowing that, and like you said, you know, like Rick said, there's no one who, well, I'm not going to say anyone, but I didn't necessarily have 50 grand just laying around in a closet somewhere in a trunk. It was a situation where I had to gather all my pennies and my family and I support to, you know, get together and end up coming up with about 50 grand, I believe it was, to get out of the situation.
That doesn't shock me at all. With my situation back in February in Nebraska, it ended up costing me over $25,000. So $50,000 for you, that doesn't surprise me in the least. That actually sounds like you might have gotten a little bit of a deal. I hate to sound crass about it, but you could have actually got more charged.
Well, in Michigan, I don't know in Nebraska if it's like this, but in Michigan, if you kill the individual, you don't get a bond. I was blessed that I got a bond. It was a two attempted murders. If you don't get a bond, you're sitting in jail waiting.
Right.
And the other piece. The other piece is while you're sitting there waiting, what if the prosecutor offers you, you know, a year with 6 months off of good behavior? You know, would you rather take that deal for a time that you know you're not guilty of just to get out of jail because you might be sitting there for a year and a half to 2 years?
Yes. Marcus, have you reached out to others, yes. other people that you've heard about in your situation?
I did not. I was kind of pretty much in my own zone, just doing a lot of research. I did not actually. Only person I really talked to like that had a similar situation was CJ Grisham from Open Carry, Texas. And like I said, he was very, very impactful in my life. And we actually are very good friends today because of that. But I have not talked to anyone who has had a similar case where they had to actually open fire and use a firearm on an individual.
I hope you'll pay it forward. Rick, tell them where people can find more about you.
I'm all over the place, DetroitCCW.com or Legally Armed in Detroit, or just Google my name, Rick Ector, and you'll see all that stuff that's out there.
We have 45 seconds to wrap up. Paul, will you tell our listeners about the Polite Society podcast?
We are a once weekly, almost on the day weekly. Sometimes we're a few days late, but we are a podcast on the Self Defense Radio Network. We talk about the news that surrounds the Second Amendment, and we also cover some DGUs. Rob, real quick on the way out, where can they find your self-defense gun stories?
SelfDefenseGunStories.com. Thank you to the Lock and Load listeners.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.